here's a story from The World.
Before we get into our next story, I want you to hear this moment as a woman revisits a scene of a crime.
How are you feeling right now?
I feel nervous and I feel scared and nauseous. I am basically going to have to relive everything that happened that night.
That's Madi Batirova in Istanbul answering a question from journalist Fariba Nawa. They're at the spot where Batirova discovered her friend and her friend's mother dead a few years before. The victims were Aruba Barakat and her 23-year-old daughter, Hala, both of them journalists. Hala was a U.S. citizen. You might expect this double murder would trigger an international investigation, but more than 3 years on, what happened to the two women remains a mystery. Reporter Fariba Nawa wanted to find out more and started investigating.
In September 2017, when Madi Batirova got word that her friend, Hala Barakat, hadn't shown up for work, she panicked. She went to Hala's apartment, where she lived with her mom, Aruba. She saw that the bathroom lights were still on and that their car was still there. When Turkish police showed up and broke the lock on their door, Madi peeked in.
Now, when I went up the stairs and I saw that the door was wide open, I looked into their apartment and I saw bodies shrouded with covers and carpets. And there was blood on the floor. I saw detergent, washing powder all over the floor, sprinkled all over their bodies.
Within weeks, the police had arrested a cousin. It was a family dispute, they concluded. But the Barakat family saw holes in the case. Plus, the crime scene looked like a professional hit. But why? Hala Barakat was born in North Carolina and moved around with her single mom since she was a kid, including to Syria, where they have roots. Hala's mom, Aruba, was in the media, and Hala followed her footsteps. Here's Hala, a rising journalist, reporting from Orient News TV in Istanbul.
Despite the Syrian humanitarian crisis being the worst and the most extreme of its kind, international efforts have yet failed to heal Syria's wounds.
She worked for Arab and English outlets in Turkey. Hala interned for ABC News. Her mother also had deep contacts in the Syrian opposition. The Barakat family opposed the ruling Assad regime. Just weeks before she was murdered, Aruba talked to Turkey's ABC News producer Engin Bosch.
She told me that I'm working on something, but this time it's big, even you will want it.
Something big, reporting that might spark threats, which both Aruba and Hala had received before, although it wasn't always clear from whom. They reported on the Syrian civil war, ISIS, and detainee abuse inside one of Syria's most notorious prisons. After their deaths, Aruba's Twitter account was hacked with a message that appeared to be Syrian regime loyalists. Hala and Aruba's murder sent shockwaves throughout the Syrian community in Turkey. Hundreds at their funeral chanted, "God is great." Considering the threats the two women received for their work, it made it hard to believe that Ahmed Barakat, one of their cousins living in Turkey, would just murder them. There wasn't a clear motive or a murder weapon. The Turkish police based their arrest on camera footage showing Ahmed going to the women's home the night of the murders. They said they found Aruba's DNA under Ahmed's fingernails. Ahmed confessed, telling a judge he wanted money Aruba owed him, that they got into a fight and he grabbed the kitchen knife and killed Aruba. When her daughter Hala screamed, he killed her too. But Ahmed, who's serving a life sentence, recanted his confession and is now seeking an acquittal. He told me that he didn't kill his relatives and doesn't know who did, and that the coroner's autopsy report says there was no foreign DNA in the women's bodies. The Barakat family says Ahmed may have been involved, but that he wasn't the only one. Ma'in Barakat is Aruba's brother. At his home in Istanbul, he showed me the bracelet Hala wore when she was killed.
They gave that to you?
Yes, I'll take it from the hand.
And there's still blood on it? That's dried blood?
Still the blood.
Why didn't the Turkish police seal and keep the bracelet as evidence? Also, Turkish reports say there were multiple stab wounds found on the women's bodies. But that's not what Shazza Barakat, Aruba's sister, saw when she washed their bodies before they were buried. Shaza now lives in Idlib, Syria. We spoke on the phone.
أهلا وسهلا السلام عليكم
شازا. عليكم السلام. عليكم السلام الحمد لله أهلا وسهلا.
How many stab wounds did you see on your sister?
Just one on her neck.
As if she was cut on the throat.
Yes. Yes. Both of them.
You saw the report and it contradicted what you saw. Did you tell the police that?
Yes, of course.
Turkish officials did not respond to interview requests. Meantime, in 2017, the U.S. State Department released a statement, but didn't seem to put a lot of thought into it. The victims' names are misspelled, and it doesn't mention that Hala was a U.S. citizen. The FBI also didn't open a case on Hala. An FBI spokesperson said the agency felt confident in Turkey's handling of the case. But now, Congressman David Price, who represents the district in North Carolina where Hala once lived, says the case should be reopened. There are too many unanswered questions.
We need to press for an investigation of the trial circumstances, this confession that was so questionable. It involves the State Department, it involves our diplomacy, and it involves some work with our supposed friends and allies in Turkey.
The congressman is not alone. Press freedom groups such as the Committee to Protect Journalists are demanding a new inquiry, too. In October, Agnes Callamard, the UN's investigator for extrajudicial killings, also announced a fresh investigation. The Berekat family is waiting for those findings, hoping there will finally be justice for Hala and Aruba. For The World, I'm Fariba Nawa in Istanbul.
Fariba Nawa produced that investigation in collaboration with Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting and ABC News. To learn more about the story, head over to theworld.org.
From PRX.